Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is Pentecost, 50 days past Easter, or 50 days past Passover. And here we find the disciples gathered in Jerusalem awaiting this power that was going to come from on high to them. They had no idea what it was going to be, as those who receive the Holy Spirit never really know what it's going to be. The Holy Spirit works in mysterious ways. And here we have the Holy Spirit in Old Testament in our Acts reading and spoken of by Jesus in our gospel. In our Old Testament reading in Numbers chapter 11, the Holy Spirit comes to the camp, comes to Moses in the form of the cloud. In the Old Testament, whenever, and in the New Testament, whenever you see a cloud forming or a cloud descending, whether it looks like smoke or looks like vapor, it's a cloud descending, you know the Holy Spirit is at work. Now, I'm not saying that every cloud is the Holy Spirit, so don't misread that. We get a lot of clouds around here. And certainly, you know, the Holy Spirit is present among us, but not in every cloud that we see. So the Holy Spirit descends from God as a cloud and is placed on various people. Moses, of course, has it as he is a prophet. He is prophesying. He's proclaiming God's word to the people. And so in this display of the power of the Spirit comes to the people. And it doesn't matter where the people are. While some are called out of the tent or to the tent of meeting, and that's where the Holy Spirit is placed on each of them, and they began to speak of the mighty works of God. That's what the prophesying is. They're not telling the future. They're proclaiming the mighty works of God. And yet there are two guys, Eldad and Medad, who are sticking around in the camp. They didn't go out to the tent of meeting for whatever reason. We don't know why they chose to stay back in the camp, but the Holy Spirit comes to them even when they're in the camp. So you don't have to be at a specific time in a specific place and say the specific words in order for the Holy Spirit to come to you. The Holy Spirit comes to Eldad and Medad, and they start saying the same stuff. They're telling of the mighty works of God. They're prophesying in the camp. And I love Joshua's responses. Wait. They're not with us. They shouldn't be doing that. And Moses says, well, wait. I wish everybody was doing that. Not just the people who are here at the tent of meeting, but all of God's people. I wish they were the ones out there proclaiming the mighty works of God. I wish the Holy Spirit would be on all of them so that all people would be able to proclaim the mighty works of God and tell the story of Jesus and share the gospel of forgiveness and grace with their neighbor. I wish everybody were doing that. It's the wish of every pastor, right? That all God's people would proclaim the mighty works of God. The Holy Spirit comes to his people. He comes to the people of Moses and comes to his people here today. You don't have to go out in search of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to go out and climb a mountain to find the Holy Spirit. He's not hidden in some crevice of the world where you have to go on some lengthy pilgrimage to find the Holy Spirit. He comes to you. That's the beauty of our Lord. So he's not waiting to be found. He is the one who comes to you and finds you where you are. The Holy Spirit comes to his people to bring them the gifts that he brings them of forgiveness and grace and mercy and the ability to proclaim the mighty works of God. I keep saying that phrase because that's what happens in Acts. That once the Holy Spirit comes to the disciples as they're in Jerusalem and pours out his power upon them and begins to work through them to proclaim the mighty works of God to all of the people who are gathered there, and there are a lot of people gathered there in Jerusalem. Notice in Acts chapter 2, it says, that there were people gathered in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. The Holy Spirit came to the disciples and started working through them to proclaim the mighty works of God in words that the people could understand, in languages that Galilean fishermen probably shouldn't know. I don't know that too many Galilean fishermen at the time were world travelers who could speak multiple languages and interpret all sorts of different people groups, but here, the Holy Spirit comes to the disciples in Jerusalem and begins to work through them to proclaim the mighty works of God to all of the ears that were there to hear it. And some heard it, and some didn't. Notice some said that they were drunk. Now, I don't want to go too far out on a limb, but how many of you, when you've maybe had a little bit too much, were able to speak in languages you couldn't, languages, not just, you know, babbling, actual languages. Doesn't happen, right? So here, the Holy Spirit is working through the disciples to enable them to speak in languages that they weren't previously able to speak, in order that the ears that were gathered there could hear. Now notice this. In our Old Testament reading, Eldad and Medad and the people who were prophesying, who were proclaiming the mighty works of God, once the Holy Spirit finished his work, they stopped doing it. Notice how Scripture says that. They stopped doing it. They went back to normal life. Here, the disciples are pouring out this Holy Spirit with their words through the work of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the mighty works of God. Now, that doesn't mean that in these languages the disciples were able to continue to speak them once they left Jerusalem. They were still able to proclaim the mighty works of God. It just sounded different. The Holy Spirit came to the disciples and began to work through them to proclaim, to spread the gospel from there in Jerusalem, and it would spread throughout the world. That same Holy Spirit, the one who was there with Eldad and Medad, and that was there with Peter and the disciples, is the same Holy Spirit that is with you today, with us today. It's the very same Holy Spirit. It's not a different one. It's not a new one. It's the same Holy Spirit that came to them and worked through them so that the word would spread throughout the world. And here it is. How far away is Jerusalem from here? I don't know the mileage. One of you could Google map it and find out. But it's a long way for the gospel to get here. That gospel had to travel many miles and had to travel many years, centuries, before the gospel came to your ears. But that same Holy Spirit came to you. And whether it came to you in your baptism as a little baby, whether the Holy Spirit took up residence in you and began to work through you even as an infant, or maybe it was later. Maybe it was later in life that the Holy Spirit came to you and maybe had to shake you a little bit to get you to realize the gift that is with you. Sometimes that happens. The Holy Spirit doesn't always come at the same time, at the same place. It's not very predictable. But for us, the Holy Spirit comes to us and then begins to work through us, so that the gospel could continue to be spread throughout the world. Now, I'm not calling us all to be, and the Holy Spirit doesn't call us all to be world missionaries. Some, and boy do we pray for them, those who have to go to faraway nations or hostile places to carry the gospel, but that same Holy Spirit works in you and through you today. And the whole work of God displayed in the Holy Spirit is that proclamation of the mighty works that God has done. What are those mighty works? What are the important pieces to proclaim? What does the Holy Spirit dwell in us to do, to proclaim the mighty works? Is it all of the work that God did through Christ on the cross? Yes. Is it all of the work that Christ did or that God did from creation to redemption? Yes, it's all of that. But it's also what God has done in you. How Christ came to you. How the Holy Spirit works through you. And how that spread of the gospel goes throughout all of those around us. Now, we don't all get to speak in languages that others can hear, but we do get to speak. We get to speak in words of peace, words of joy, words of comfort, words of grace, forgiveness. These are the mighty works of God. These things that the world doesn't know about. These things that the world doesn't understand. The things that people would look and say, "Oh, you Christians, you don't even know. You're all drunk." No. No, we're not. That Holy Spirit is working through us to spread that gospel so that all of the ears that need to hear it can hear it. On this Pentecost, we don't pray for a sign from above. We don't pray for tongues of fire on our heads or in our mouths. But we pray with confidence, knowing that the Holy Spirit does come to us, does work through us to spread the gospel of Christ, the mighty works of God, the forgiveness and grace throughout all the world. It's the same Holy Spirit that was there in the beginning, is with us to the end. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard and keep our hearts always in the one true faith to life everlasting. Amen.